All right, Eric and Sterling Heights, we appear to have an answer. They are 1-8 in home Saturday games. Kang, is it since April?
Since May 1st, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
But they were 4-0 in April on Saturday home games.
Okay. So Saturday home games have been a struggle.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's something I have to find a way to overcome, or it's just random. Speaking of random.
Yeah.
I feel as though the Tiger bullpen is like random reliever name generator. Who debuted this weekend?
Hewer.
Cody Hewer, yeah.
I've been waiting for this.
Like once a week, there's a new name, like a random reliever name generator that pops up. And, you know, you get Felix Fantastico or somebody is next up. Like, it's going to be somebody. It's going to be some other.
Is he Dominican?
No, he's from Newark. No, it's going to be just some other random name generator that most people have never heard of is going to be popping up coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and it's going to continue that way. I mean, they're going to have other guys brought up that'll do the same thing. You know, Hewer was a guy they got prior to the deadline and had some good numbers, high strikeout numbers at the AAA level.
Yep.
So, you know, mixed reviews. Mixed reviews on everybody, right? I mean, Montero's gotten a chance to pitch. Mixed.
Yeah. I think more bad than good.
Yeah. I'm sure he felt that he got squeezed yesterday on a couple of pitches because he did, but it's okay. It happened both ways. And that's getting back to that whole thing. I think what infuriates people, it's the inconsistency. It's one thing. Hey, great, you called it bad against both teams, but it wasn't the same pitch that you would call bad against both teams. Just both teams had a right to complain about it.
Right.
You know, it's one thing if you're always going to call the pitch that's, you know, 6 inches outside the strike zone on the far side. If you're going to call that consistently a strike, great. But when you call it a strike and then somebody throws in the exact same spot and it's not a strike the next time, that's where people get up in arms. But anyway, Montero had those issues a little bit. And I don't know if he's – I don't think he's a permanent resident in this bullpen. I don't know who really is. They have like three arms I think are permanent residents. And beyond that, it's a mixed bag and you're going to continue to see other guys. I was watching Pat Caputo last night on Sportsworks. Pat was not – he was very dismissive of some of the arms that they have that are coming back. He was very dismissive about Urquidy and Alex Lang. What I read over the weekend was Alex Lang was throwing close to 98 miles an hour again.
Yeah.
And had another clean outing, and he's pitched better, and I would imagine that he's going to be coming back to Detroit soon. Urquidy had another perfect inning, struck out a couple, but it's a rehab start at low A. So you don't really know what to think. I still think that this bullpen is such a work in progress, and it's going to look completely different when all is said and done in October when this team is ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, and look, until we see Lang and Urquidy actually here,
right?
I don't blame people for not having high hopes. The Tigers clearly plan on some people not being here still helping out this team. And until then, we might get random reliever name generator showing up here in Detroit.
Which I think we had that same thing, I think, with outfielders earlier this year.
I mean, if you would have told me that they bring up a guy now named Jackson Luke, I'd believe it.
Yeah, right.
Right? They just cut Luke Jackson. Let's try Jackson Luke.
Sounds good.
Why not? 248.
Wait. Is he going to take time away from his country music schedule to do that?
Doesn't sound like a country music artist, doesn't it? Gentlemen, my concern are the Tigers are still very high. They got a miracle win on Friday with a Vierling home run. 9 times out of 10, that never happens. They lose Saturday and had a good win yesterday. They need to sweep the White Sox to make me feel much better. Otherwise, Cleveland is going to really push us to win the division. That's from Marlon Wall Lake. So he's...
9 times out of 10, that never happens, is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot that's happened 9 times out of 10 that have put us in this situation where Cleveland is back in it. But, you know, we asked what it would take for someone to feel better, and he pinpointed it, sweeping the White Sox. You will feel better if they sweep the White Sox.
I'll feel great if they sweep the White Sox and then Cleveland gets swept.
Right.
That'll feel good.
I don't disagree.
But Cleveland's not the only team that's in the running here. I think Kansas City's making a little bit of a run at Cleveland as well. I mean, they're going to have teams are going to be chasing, but I don't think any of these teams is really capable of going on some crazy, crazy run. I really do feel that deep down. It's not going to stop me being, you know, having anxiety if it gets to five again. But you know, it's really hard to be dominant in baseball without having a dominant resource like a great lineup or a great rotation. And I don't think Cleveland has that. I don't think Kansas City has that. I don't think the Tigers have that.
I was about
that.
To say, do
and yet, have that that's how Detroit? They played. And I mean,
they did
play that way.
And
it was sustained for quite a bit.
So here's my question. Do you think that the Doug and Gator equivalent in Minnesota sounded exactly the same 1 year ago as we sound now? As I take a look in the mirror and reflect on our feelings towards this team, because, you know, all we got to do is look back a year ago when the Tigers were, I think, what's today? Today the 11th. The 11th is the day the Tigers started. They won the last game of the San Francisco series and took off and went like 35-16 the rest of the way. And I think Minnesota went like 19-32 or something, and Detroit caught them and took their playoff spot.
I mean, I don't know what they were doing in Minnesota last year, but if I were there, I guess, and I don't know because I don't have the stats and stuff in front of me, but I would, knowing how I feel about the Twins, I would have said, all right, well, are we due for a Carlos Correa injury or a Byron Buxton injury? Because those are things that derail everything. If those two guys can play 150 games in a season, that offense would be good. But obviously they've traded Correa now, so it doesn't matter. And Buxton, guess what? Who's hurt? I would have been saying that last year is my point.
Oh, okay.
Because they're always hurt. So did that coincide with when they went in the tank? I don't know. They may have actually played during that stretch, and they were just a bad baseball team. I don't recall. But interesting to think what the psyche of that broadcaster would have been. Because you felt pretty confident. And, I mean, nobody was confident about the Tigers. I can tell you how we felt August 11th last
There's
year.
There's a really good chance that August 11th last year, before that last game in San Francisco, that we did a show and didn't even mention them.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I mean, we were a couple weeks out of the trade deadline, and we'd gotten away from the trade Tarek Skubal to the Baltimore Orioles hype.
Yeah.
That had finally ended, ceased.
Yep.
And now we were like, all right, now what happens? And then the Tigers are putting together a rotation that had two starters, and one of them was Kader Montero.
Yeah.
It's like it was just strange how it all worked out. And this year, with the rotation being as iffy as it has been lately, I don't think that this bullpen is equipped to do pitching chaos like they were last year. We had a different cast of guys that were pitching brilliantly.
Yeah.
In the roles. You fast forward a year, and it's not the same situation. You know, Tyler Holton was so key to this team last year, and this year he has struggled to find himself. Even just within the season, with Tommy Canley, from where he was and where he is, it's night and day difference, and it's not good.
Okay, just so people know what we're looking at, and it's offense is off to our left, defense is off to our right from here at Detroit Lions training camp. Offense is just running pass patterns, quarterbacks throwing to receivers, and the defense down there is lining up, and I think they're defending passes, but they had broken to position groups. Now they're off with offense and defense. Later they will come together, we suspect, and run some plays, and that's when this gets really fun, and you'll hear some cheering, and we'll tell you what's going on out in front of us. From here at Lions training camp, we got some Lions stuff we will get to a little bit later on. Just a reminder, you can see our broadcast location by streaming through the Twitch. Go to twitch.tv or youtube.com. Search up 971 The Ticket. There is also streaming through the Odyssey app. The news today, well, we're looking for Maurice Norris. He was here at the practice facility yesterday, and that is the good news. He sent out a message on social media that he was doing fine and appreciates everybody looking out for him. So we'll hopefully get a chance to see him out there on the practice field. I don't suspect he'll be practicing, but just see that he's out there with his teammates.
No, I don't think so.
It's Carson Anderson. All right, Gator, a couple things to get caught up on. You did a taste test of a beer on Friday that I am a big fan of. And my adventure's going to Canada with an expired passport. More importantly, getting back from Canada. Tell you what happened. Coming up right out of the gate at 11 o'clock here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.